listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3. Is it true?
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. God is doing awesome things. God is a great God. He's an awesome God. And we come on this Friday, because every Friday we dedicate this day specifically to talk about the city of Cocoa and the God of the city of Cocoa. We focus primarily on the city of Cocoa because we were called to that city. But as a believer and as a man of God in this Brevard County, we love Brevard County, the entire Brevard County. So we are not segregating from the rest of the city in Brevard County. We pray for all the city that is in Brevard County. But our assignment now, we have an assignment. This is our assignment by God, is to focus on this Cocoa, the city of Cocoa. So what happened to the rest of the city? God gave that assignment to someone else. It's their job to do it. We embrace every man and woman of God in Brevard County. I'm struggling for words here, but we embrace, I have a tongue tie. We embrace every man, every woman of God who God called and placed in Brevard County to minister his word. We got different assignments. Okay, so we support those whoever doing what they're supposed to do in their city, in their local church. But we're making the emphasis that the city of Cocoa is where God wants us to focus. That myself focus. So every Friday, we bring to you a word for the city of Cocoa. One last thing. I want to thank each and every one of you who have given to this program. And if you haven't given yet to this program, it's about time you start to help us to pay for the year time. The year time that we use here are not for free. We have to pay for it. So we're asking you that would you consider donating to this. Donate 1 month. 1 month. Because every month we pay on this radio. We have an obligation. We can be a good man and good woman of God if we don't pay our bills, okay? And so we're asking you now to help us to be what we say. What we say, we stand up for truth, we stand up for righteousness, we stand up for integrity. Help us to do that. See, if we ask your help and you don't help us and we fall short, we get criticized. Oh, you know, so we're saying here, why don't you help us? You might not come on this radio show and teach the word of God, because that's not your assignment, but it's our assignment. But God has been tugging on your heart to send an offering into this ministry so it will continue to help people to make their day count.
If you're a Cash App user, you could give through Cash App. It's $CelebrationTab. And on the four line, please put make your day count so that your giving will go directly to the airtime for this radio program. me or my Pastor Beckford nor myself get any type of financial compensation for being here on the air. It will all go directly to the airtime. So if you use Cash App, it's $celebration tab. And on the four line, please put make your day count. Or you could come in person to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. We're there Wednesday nights for our small group, Connect Four, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. if you wanted to come in person. And on Sunday mornings, even if you have a home church, if you wanted to come before or after service, we're there from 9:30 to 12:30. There's usually always somebody that is there in order to receive your giving. Or you can mail a check or money order to P.O. Box 56, Cocoa, Florida, 32923. That is P.O. Box 56. And if you're going to write a check or money order, please make sure that you make it out to Errol Beckford Ministries, and you can put on the four line, make your day count. In Isaiah chapter 42, verse 6, Isaiah chapter 62, verse 6, it tells us, I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent, and give him no rest till he establishes, until he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. So you may not be assigned to Cocoa, but you're assigned to be a watchman somewhere. God has sent you to watch over particular place, particular maybe your home, maybe your workplace, maybe your city, maybe your region. He has set you to be a watchman, to be able to cry out at the gates, to be able to speak the word of God into the atmosphere and believe that the word that you're sending out is effective, that it's God's word, and that it'll accomplish what it's sent out to do. God has given us authority. He has given us dominion. It's our God-given dominion. It's our God-given authority. It's not something that we work up in our own strength, but he has given that unto us, and he has assigned our voices to different people. He's assigned your voice to your children. He's assigned your voice to your family, to in your workplace, and in your community. So you may not be Cocoa, but God has assigned you somewhere. And sometimes people are assigned in their local area, and then they end up going somewhere else, and they're off of their guard of where they're supposed to be. So we don't want to ever take our assignment lightly. God has set you in that family because he loves his people. He has set you in that workplace because he loves his people. He set you in that city because he loves his people. All this month, our prayer point has been restoration, to cry out, restore. And it doesn't matter how bad the condition is or how long it's been going on. We still should cry out, restore. That is still the way to initiate the process of restoration, is first to cry out, restore. And in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 22, which has been our theme scripture for the whole month, in that scripture, their condition was very bad, and it had been going on for a long time. And they said, no one cries out, restore. And then the enemy will twist that in our mind, and it'll make us feel like our condition is too bad. Our condition has lasted too long, so there's no way that it's going to get better. But the Bible tells, in that situation, no matter how long the condition's been or how bad it is, that we can cry out, restore. We could cry out, restore on behalf of ourselves. We could cry out, restore on the behalf of others. And we could cry out, restore on behalf of our circumstances, our city, our possessions. Cry out, restore. So our text we're going to be coming from, I'm going to start in Matthew chapter 9, verse 16. It tells us, no one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch pulls away from the garment, and the tear is made worse. Nor do they put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskin breaks, the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. So Jesus is given that teaching. He's letting them know, look, you can't put the new on the old. So when we're calling for restoration, we can't build on the fault. We have to be willing to move forward and to build from there, from this day forward, to move from the place where we are to the place we are going. We can't build and cry for restoration and then expect it to take place on a fault, on a place of tremendous pressure. We have to be willing to move forward. We have to be willing to truly forgive. We have to be willing to go from where we are into the next stage of the journey and not hold on so tight to the past that we can't move. So Jesus is teaching, and in verse 18, it gives us a glimpse of the things that are transpiring while he is teaching. While he spoke these things to them, behold, a ruler came and worshiped him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." So Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. Okay, so here we have a ruler, and his condition is very bad. His daughter went from being sick to now being pronounced dead. So the condition is very bad. And all the more time that passed, the worse it got. When he first left, she was sick. Time passed as he's coming into contact with Jesus, and now she's dead. Verse 20, and suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, "If only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well." But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, "Be of good cheer, daughter, your faith has made you well." And the woman was made well from that hour. When Jesus came into the ruler's house, okay, so now there's more delay. So it comes from the ruler comes to get him, daughter's sick. By the time he gets to him, daughter's dead. Mm-hmm. Now here comes this other woman, and she's taken up Jesus' attention and Jesus' time.
Yes.
And she had a condition that had lasted for 12 years.
Yes.
And the Bible tells us in another account that she spent all her money with the physicians over a 12-year period, and she didn't get no better. In fact, she grew worse. So she had now purposed in her heart for her own restoration. So we have the father coming for the restoration of his daughter, and we have a woman coming for the restoration of herself, of her health. They're coming to Jesus. So the conditions were long. The woman was in a 12-year condition. It was a long time. The condition was growing worse. She spent her money on the doctors. She wasn't getting any better. In fact, the Bible says her condition was getting worse. So now her health condition is getting worse, and her money is low.
Yes.
And she's still now, she know she had the opportunity to cry out, restore. We have the ruler. His condition, the daughter's condition, is getting worse the longer that he's gone. And here comes another interruption. And when they get to the house, they were able, Jesus was able to bring restoration to the daughter. He put out those who didn't believe. He cried forth restoration.
Thank
and
you
the girl
for joining
lived.
Us Make for our count. Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
are
a day
you
count.
Looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.